Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Chavav, as we are on the third to last daf here in the Masechta, and we are on Chaf Hei Amabez, by the two dots. We were just talking about what Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper for, and the Rambam discusses this in Hilchas Tshuva at length, what exactly the efficacy of Yom Kippur, what does Yom Kippur work for, what does Yom Kippur not work for. Some amazing lines, as we know, the Gemara here spoke about, does it cover Ashem Talui, which it does, but does it cover the other type of Karbanos, which it doesn't, but it's amazing how Yom Kippur is Mechaper Al Hakol, even according to some Tanoim, even without Tshuva. But again, that's we don't generally assume that way. But that's the Rebbe Shita in Maseches Yoma, which we'll talk a little bit about later. But the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva discusses the Yom Kippurim as he discusses the wide-ranging power of the Seira Mishtaleach. The Rambam says in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis in Hilchos Tshuva, Seira Mishtaleach Lefishu Kapara Lachol Yisrael Kohen Gadol Mizvada Alav Alashen Kol Yisrael. Very wordy Rambam. After the Rambam, in the previous halacha, went through everything needs tshuva. You bring a carbon, you also have to do tshuva. You stole from somebody, you have to still tshuva. Chayvi Mises Bez and Chayvi Malkas, you still need tshuva. And finally, halacha Beis, he gets into the unique status of Seir Mishtaleach. Lefi Shehu Kapara Lachol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Misvade Alav Aloshon Kol Yisrael. Shenemar v'svada alav v'skol avonos b'nei Yisrael. Seir Mishtaleach l'chaper al kol aveira shebatora. Hakalos v'chamuros. Bein shavar b'zador. Bein shavar b'shkaga. Bein shodolo b'shalo hodolo. All aveiras are included in the kapara of Yom Kippur. Hakol miskaper b'seir Mishtaleach v'hu sha'asa tshuva. As long as one did tshuva, so then the Seir Mishtaleach was kapar on everything. Avam lo asa tshuva, and this is an interesting distinction. The Rambam says if he didn't do tshuva, then it only works for some aveiras. As if, what do you mean? Does it work or does it not work? This is a question the Mefarshim ask. Enes yir mechaper lo ela ala kalos. But if you did tshuva, it works for everything. If you did do tshuva, so then only the kalos. Well, how does that work? Mayin akalos, mayin achamuros. What are the kalos? Chamuros are averas of chayvi mises bezdin or kares. Shvua shavid sheker are also min achamuros. And shar mitzvahs lo saseh, yu mitzvahs saseh, shemen kares hein akalos. Rav Salvechik talks about this in one of his yards, in one of his tshuva drushes, and many other achronim also. You know, what exactly is this split? Does it work or does it not work without tshuva? So maybe the Rambam here, of course you need tshuva in terms of tshuvas haprat. But maybe the Rambam is telling us here, the Seir Mishtaleach is tshuvas haklal and kaparas haklal. So as long as one is connected to the klal, we discussed this a couple of days ago for the Maharal, maybe yesterday even a little bit, as long as one is connected to the klal, then one is zochet to some type of kapara, even if it didn't do tshuva, because the klal is going to get niskaper. Again, obviously not in a full way. So that's the chilek, because the Averas hachamuros, those are the averas that are menatek me, that cut me off from being connected to the klal. Chayvi kares, or worse. Chayvi says, chayvi lavin, okay, I did an avera, but I'm still part of Am Yisrael. But the chamuros, maybe that's what makes them chamuros. Got to figure out which shvua shav, shvua sheker. But the other ones, kares or worse, so maybe that's why you're excluded, because you're no longer part of the klal. And that's the Rambam says, Bizvat Hazeh, all we have today is Yom Kippur. Bizvat Sheh Yisem Ekdash Kayam, Be'en Lonam Bizbech Kapara, Ein Sham Ela Tshuva. All we have is Tshuva, and we don't have the Seir of Yom Kippur, but Atzmo Shel Yom HaKippurim Mechaper L'Shavim. Shemar Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. Yom Hazeh, it's the day. And the Rambam, of course, later on in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Beis, discusses the Chiyuv of Tshuva and Vidui uniquely for Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippur and Perek Beis. Yom HaKippur huzman Tshuva lakol, layachid valarabim, vuketz mechila uslicha liYisrael. Lefichach, chayavim hakol, la'asos Tshuva, ulehizvados b'Yom HaKippurim. Right? Different than what he says in Halacha Aleph, which is much discussed by the Minchas Chinuch. When you do Tshuva, chayiv to do Vidui. Here the Rambam says chayiv to do Tshuva, and chayiv to do Vidui, in the context of Yom Kippur. And it starts from Erev Yom Kippur, v'chulu, good. So again, that's the Hilchos Tshuva related aspects of Yom Kippur, but our Gemara talks about the other elements, the kapara of Yom Kippur. How far does it go? Does it go only for Ashem Talui? Does it go for the other Karbanos, as we saw all the Marmakomos yesterday? Machlokes Rav Dimi, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, one day, and Abaya arguing, and the Masa Umata in between them. Okay, so now let's continue. Four lines for the bottom. Chayvei Hashamos V'Tluyin. So as the Mishnah said, so we just proved that the Kapara of Yom Kippur does not work for the other Karbanos, Chatos and Asham Vadai. So how do we know that it does work for Asham Tali? So Chayvei Chatos Tluyin V'Chulu Minohani Mili Amar Rav Elazar Amar Kra Mikol Chatos Seichem Lefnei Hashem V'Gomer. From all of your Chatoim. So again, the Pashas means, Lefrei Hashem, you shall become Tar in front of Hashem, but we darshin, put the comma afterwards. Chaychein makr bo'el ha-makom, yomekivur mechaper. Mikol chatoseichem Lefrei Hashem, all the chatom that are only Lefrei Hashem, that only Hashem knows about, so titaru, Yom Kippur will work for those. So that's Hashem Tali. Hashem Tali, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows of the sin that was done, vadei or not, and that's the drasha that Rebbe Lazar quotes. Amar of Tachlifa Avua Derev Huna, Bishmei Derava, Kadmaisa Nami Lotesi Lemifshatei, Lomi Derav Dimi Velomi Dabaya. All those sources that we quoted yesterday, I'll reject. Remember, they were a little difficult. They were dachlok. They were kashas that each sheet had on each other. Rav Dimi, Abaye, they asked on each other. So even without any of those earlier sources about comparing Pishayim and Chatasam and Avonos, without any of those sources, Ella, learn the idea from before. Remember, the whole yesterday on Amud Beis, we tried to figure out a source. How do you know that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for these other Karbanos? Now we just quoted a beautiful Makar. How do you know it is Mechaper on Hashem Talui? Use that same Makar. Use that same Makar of, it only works for a Chatayim that only Hashem knows about. That exactly could be the Makar for the earlier Halacha too. Ela Meha, Chet She'ein Makar Bo Ela HaMakom, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Only a chet that only Hashem knows about, the umina, and from it we can learn the following: chet she'ein makar bo el hakadosh baruch hu el hamakom hu diyom kibur mechaper aval diyada ba lo mechaper. But if you know about it, lo mechaper, and that's why chatas and hashem vaday would not be included. Good. There is an interesting point. We know this makar of ein. Of Lefnei Hashem is used in Yuma to teach me something else. If you look in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, at the end of Yuma, Daf Pehei, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah tells us that we learned something else from this pasuk of the Lefnei Hashem. Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Pehei Amabeis in Yuma. Mikol chatoseichem Lefnei Hashem titaru, from your chatam in front of Hashem, Yom Kippur works. Bein Adam Lamakom, Averis, Yom Kippur works. Averish bin Adam Lamakom Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Averish bin Adam Lachavero Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ashi Ratzes Chavero. As you know, bin Adam, if I did something wrong to my friend, I have to, you know, ask Mechila, and I have to ask forgiveness. So that's what you darsh from this pasuk. V'chol chadaseich levnei Hashem titaru. The bin Adam Lamakom, that will be nitar by Yom Kippur, but not the bin Adam Lachavero. So the Be'er Sheva discusses, seems to be a machlokas tanoim, what you darshan from this pasuk, and therefore this Rabbi Elazar must be a different Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that makar, who says that drasha in Yuma Pehe in the Mishnah. This must be a different Rabbi Elazar, which usually it is. Stam Rabbi Elazar, is not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Stam Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, and therefore, says the Be'er Sheva, I think it must be a machlokas. The Aruch HaLaner, though, points out, the Rambam quotes both drashas. The Rambam quotes both Mamers. Obviously, the Rambam does not think that there's a problem or there's a stira here. Not that you have to say it's the same Tana, but the Rambam quotes the drasha of Yom Kippur is only mechaper on averos bein adam la makom. La chavera requires me to do ritzui, and the halacha of Hashem talui and only the averos lefnei Hashem. So that's the Aruch HaNer Sahara, that you don't have to say that there's a contradiction here. Shnei apsakim pasak haRambam vehechi is asi travayo mechad kro. L'chein yulini is daiti delo keber sheva. The shnei hadrashas shapir ikal midrash. You could darshan both drashas from the same pasuk. The drasha de yuma yihi nafka mehach kra afilu loksiv lifnei rak lashem. Rather, maybe you could have just said mikol chatoseichem lashem. All the sins that are lashem titaru. V'yem kein miyutar lifnei lahach drasha dehacha. Lepirish lemedrash minei she'eni yador rak lefnei Hashem ubezeh shayach lashon lefnei kamo lifanav niglu kol ta'alumos. So really, the word lashem explains the Aruch HaNer is what teaches me yuma pehei, and the lefnei is what teaches me krisus chafhei. So the Rambam could quote both of those drashas from different words. Again, the Gemara doesn't explicate which word is darshaning, but that's the Aruch HaNer's suggestion. Also, the language that the Gemara uses here, and again, the language that the both places, right? Ein makir bo ela hamakom. Interesting lashon of hamakom here. Doesn't say Hashem. Dafka hamakom. Right? When is hamakom used? Right? In these contexts, that by chet. So there's a thought that Rav Schwab has in his Sefer, and other Soloveitchik also writes it. They quote it. Many Achronim talk about Hamakom. We only have it really in two places that are somewhat known. Right, we have the Hamakom by a Beis Avel. The Ashkenazic custom is to say Hamakom Yanachem Eschem. That's the Minog, and of course in Achenu every Monday and Thursday by Leining Achenu Kobeiz Al Sudam Meshav V'Shivya Hamakom Yerachem Aleihem. So why Dafka Hamakom there? We also have it in the Haggadah. Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shana Satorah, Hashem has many names. Why dafko do we call on Hamakom? So explain the Achronim. Hamakom is the Shem Hashem that references that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melo Chalaris Kvodo. Hashem is Mamale the whole world. Right? Hashem doesn't, there's no space that Hashem fills. Hashem creates space. Mamale Chalaris Kvodo. So Hamakom is always used when somebody might feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and far away. So we're machazik that person to say Hashem is everywhere. Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. Wherever you are, even if you feel distant. In a Beis Avel, a person feels distant. They just lost a relative. Less tzelem alokim in the world. Hamakom yinachem eschem. And achenu chasunim asar v'shivya. They're in difficulty somewhere out there. Hamakom yirachem. The makom that fills the whole world. And maybe that's baruch hamakom baruch hu. Kenegad ha-barabanim dibrator. It doesn't matter who we are. Which child we are. We could be the time, maybe the ishal, lishol. Right, hamakom. Baruch HaMakom Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to us through Torah is everywhere. So here too we're talking about Chet. Chet distances us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shein Makir Bo Al HaMakom. By Chatoim, it's appropriate to use HaMakom because the Chet has been Marchik us. Right? As many explained, a Chet is not only Mechayiv me in an Onesh, but it sullies me. It makes my Neshama dirty. And it distances me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I need the Hamakom to give me Chizik that I can come back and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again. Good. So that is the Aruch Lener, the two Pesachim of the Rambam, and we continue. Says the Gemara, the Amar of Tachlifa Avua Deravuna Mishmei Derava, Chayve Malkius Sha'avar Alein Yom Kippurim Chayv. If somebody's Chayev Malkus and Yom Kippur, they went through a Yom Kippur, one is still Chayev Malkus, right? That doesn't take it away, right? Only Asham Talui, not even Chatas and Ola, not even Chatas and Asham Vaday. And the Gemara now says also Chayev Malkus. The Gemara says Pshita, Ma'i Shami Chayvim Chayit Chatos Vashavos Vadon. What's the difference? We know if you're Chayev anything Vaday doesn't work. So what's the Chiddush of saying? Why does Rav telling us that Chayvi Malchus doesn't work? We know that Sakada the Chamina. No, I might have thought Hasam Mamonahu. If it's Mamon, you're Chayev a carbon, right outside of you have to bring somebody to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's where Yom Kippur doesn't have any say. Aval Hacha de Gufahu Emalo. But here it's a physical punishment. So maybe it has to do with just your goof, nobody else. So then maybe it would work. Emalo. Kamash Malan. Maybe the Havamin is also like. Again, the Mepharshim don't say this, but the Havamin is that it's Malchus, it's physical pain, so maybe Inui is kind of like a kiyum of that. Right? The physical state that we have to be in, a state of affliction, that kind of is a kiyum of the Malchus. Again, it's not pain, but it's uncomfortable, so maybe that's the Havamin to Kamash Malan, much more we don't say that by Chayvei Malchus. Vaha Anan Tanan Hoda Velo Asa Velo Hoda Asa Ase Velo Sase. Didn't we have earlier? Yom Kippur covers everything, right? Ase, lo sase, hoda, lo hoda, otherwise lo kasha. Hada asrube, hoda lo asrube. If the person got hasra, and he's chayim malchus, then Yom Kippur does nothing. If a person didn't get hasra, then Bez is not going to put him to death. So he's just in the state of chiyuv. Or, I'm sorry, not to death, Malchus. He's just in the state of Chiyuv, but Bezin will never give him Malchus because there was no Asra. So then Yom Kippur would potter in that case. Right? Yom Kippur cannot remove a Chiyuv, but if there's just a Avera that was done without the Chovas Bezdin, so then Yom Kippur would be able to work. Stop there for a moment. Why the Gemara only ask about Chayvei Malchus? What about Chayvei Misa? Right, Chayvei Malchus, you might have thought, maybe Yom Kippur, Kamash Malan. Why not Chayvei Krisus? Why not Chayvei Misa? So the Aruch Laner again, Aruch Laner on Krisus is crucial. The Yochlaner here says, maybe I would have thought Dafka Chayve Malkus. Why? Because the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes this, we're at the end of Yuma, Peivav, the Dal Chiluki Kapara. Over Alosa Seva Se, Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper. Aval Oval Aral Krisos Umisas Bezdin, Yom Kippur Lo Mechaper Rak Tole, until you have Yisurin and Misa, and others. So the Gemara says, Beferish, that Yom Kippur doesn't work for the other types of chiyuvim. But chayvi lini chayvi misas bezdin lo tzorach lashmienu de ba'asru bei lo mechaper yom kippurim. Dari afilu below asru bei lo mechaper. Aval lini chayvi malchus shem averes lo sasei de below asru bei mechaper yom kippurim. But zeh hutzorach de ba'asru bei, I would have thought maybe it's different. I would have thought maybe it's different and Yom Kippur could work. Because this avera is covered by Yom Kippur in other situations. But, Kamash Malan, you cannot compare. Once there's a chiyuv that Bezdin has to implement, so then it's all done. And this relates, of course, to the No Debi Huda that we've quoted in other contexts, maybe not for a while, No Debi Huda in Madura Kama Simalam and Hey, where he discusses, again, a very tragic case of somebody who's been Mizaneh for a couple of years, and he asks, he wants to do tshuva, how do I do tshuva? So the first half he talks about, the first half of the tshuva he talks about whether this person is believed. He's going to be admit to his wife that he's been Mizaneh for a couple of years, or the Ashes Ish, is he believed to say that about this woman who he's been Mizaneh with, who was a mother-in-law, whatever. That's the first half of the tshuva. But the second half of the tshuva, he talks about tshuva. And there he discusses that, the person says, how many days do I have to fast? How many days do I have to torture myself? And the Yehuda says, you're asking me something that's not halachic. I can't give answers to these types of questions. And therefore, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. Hiksha lishol bimani davar kasha. Sheini ragel lahashiv lishol bimani. Sheila bedavar shalou chalimso. Shorosh bedivir gemar b'poskim. It doesn't talk about this in Shas. Lomatzino b'chol ha-talmud mispar ta'anios yamim charutzim b'ksuvim. L'kol chet va'ashma kivichomer ha'avon. Nowhere in Shas doesn't talk about it. It's in the Sifrei Musar and Machshava and Shuva. So I can't tell you. But Lachora, he says, I think even if you fast the fast of the years of Mesushelach, I don't think it'll be good enough for the for a 3-year relationship that he discusses here. But along the way, what does that have to do with us? He says you have to learn Torah, give chesed, do tzedakah, v'chulu. But along the way, he says, and by the way, even if a person does tshuva in the days of the Sanhedrin, it's not going to help him. Right, this is the sugya. Gamze ein safek. Bismancha Sanhedrin Ainoeg. What happens if somebody was Bachal Shabbos before and he got Edim and Asra, and then 10 years he has a change of heart and he does tshuva and he becomes the Rosh Yeshiva. Becomes the Gadol Hador. And then finally the Edim get their act together and they go to Bezdin and they testify and Bezdin accepts and Chayim Misa. It's the Gadol Hador. The answer is it's Chayim Misa. It's Chayim Malkus. Tshuva does not work for Chayvei Misas Bezdin, or Chivei Karis, or Chivei Malkus. That's halacha. Why not? So many, many answers given. But the Beulah's answer is that it'll undermine the whole system. She'll mali kain batlu on shei Torah bechlalan. Vein adam she must be Bezdin. Ki yomar chatasi vein any shav. Right, a person's ever Chayvei. I did tshuva. Can't find that. The whole system will fall apart. The Kivash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratza Liton Onesh Misa Al Ksas Avodos Kedei Sheyis Yarei Adam Milavar V'chei Nachutzu Shlomol Tshuva LaHatzil Mimisa Asbestin. There are other answers. The Chidah says, well, how do we really know he did tshuva? How do we know? Maybe he's lying. Similar to what the Nodbi Yudah says. The Nodbi Yudah was more of a societal thing. Or the Maharal. Maharal says only Hashem could use tshuva. Tshuva is changing the past. We discussed this last week in a different context in a shiur. Tshuva is Me'al HaTeva. It's only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other answers. But either way, this is similar our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Yom Kippur is not going to work for with his already Chiyuv. Chiyuv Malkus. Chiyuv Misa. Right? So that's exactly what the Yehuda says, that Tshuva is not going to work. Tshuva is not going to work either in these contexts. Again, Tshuva is a great thing, but it's not going to work in this context. Okay, so Elamayata, we're by the parentheses. Elamayata, so we're about to ask questions from 5 contexts. Simon Yoledis, Mitzorah, Nazir, Sota, Begla. Safik Yoledis, so once you're telling me that as long as there's not a Vada Chiyuv, Yom Kippur will cover it, it's only a Safik, Hashem Talui, so what about the following Safik cases? 5 cases, B'makam Safik, maybe Yom Kippur should cover this. Safik Yoledis, Sha'avar Lo Yom Kippurim. So if a woman is safek chayiv, the case that we have been talking about, chadas ha'of b'safek, versus a woman is chayiv to bring b'safek carbon to yoledes, lo taisi. She didn't get around to it until after Yom Kippur. Maybe she shouldn't have to bring anymore. Because safek chiyuvim, right, chiyuvim that are only known to Hashem, Yom Kippur takes care of. Ta kiper Allah yom kippurim, dechata shchei chi makir b'olam akomu. Why does it not work for something you'll let this? Rav Oshia, we'll call chatasam, we'll call tumasam. Who says you'll let this as a chait? It's tuma. The karbanos, she became tameh. Sometimes you bring karbanos for other reasons. And therefore, the kippur is not going to work because it's for tuma. Says the Gemara. Ula, Rav Shirmaya Chai, but we remember the Gemara, you need the Daflam and Aleph, Rashi quotes it, to Amar Yoledes Chotasi, Yoledes is Chotes, Rashi quote, that during the labor, she's going through so much pain, she swears she'll never have another baby, she swears she'll never be with her husband again, right, and therefore, and she will be, so maybe that's the Chet, to Michael Amemar, so she is a Chotes, so why don't we say the Yom Kippur covers it, Yoledes, Ki Kamaisi Karban, Lish Taruye Bachilas Kachim Hu. The reason that the Yoledes brings the karban, the ikar reason is because it's matir and machshir. It's matir her to ikachim again. Right? She brings it at the end of her malos. V'lo l'chapara masya. So what does that mean? Does that mean it is not for kapara or is not ikar for kapara? So Rashi seems to say the former. It is not for kapara. Rashi says she already got kapara during the pain of childbirth. That already was a kapara, says Rashi. Right, Rashi's Girs is Shas Leida, but the Shita and the Bach changed it to Tsar Leida. The Kapara came through the childbirth. Now she needs Hachshara. She needs to be able to be Ikachim and go into the base of Migdash. If you look in other, the Marsha points out in Masech HaShavuos and Nafches, you don't have to say that. You could say this carbon also has Kapara elements, but it also has Hachshara elements, and those Hachshara elements can't be covered by Yom Kippur. Even if you want to say the kapara element might be able to be covered by Yom Kippur because it's a case of suffake, but the hakshara to be makshir her to eat kachim, Yom Kippur has nothing to do with that. Yom Kippur is about kapara, not hechshir. And therefore, it would not work. So again, either it's not la kapara or it is not mainly for kapara. And Amar Avashi, Afanana Metanina, we also learned, Aisha, Shisha, La Chata Sa'of, suffake, so that takes care of Yoledes. The Kutzker discusses, again, why is there Tumas Yoledes? Obviously, it's Xeris HaKasiv. Tumah usually has to do with something to do with death, and this is life. Right? So how do we... what is the idea of Tumas Yoledes? Ultimately, it's Xeris HaKasiv. But the Kutzker suggests that the... Gemara says at the beginning of Titus that we know there are three maftechos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give to anyone. One is childbirth, right? And there's a fourth one, the Gemara says, right? The tour, I think, quotes. The Rashi Tevis of Mafteach, right? Those are the four right? Mem is Matar, Tav is Tchias HaMesim, Ches is Chaya, Ches is, or maybe Ches is, right? The one is a Parnasa, right? The workout, that's the pay. Anyway, so the fourth, one of them is childbirth, Chaya. So, by every childbirth, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. The Shekhinah is there. After the childbirth, Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves. That intense level of Shekhinah. So that maybe that's where the Tumah comes from. Tumah comes from that vacuum that the Shekhinah leaves at that moment. Leide yefshe b'li ashraz ha-Shekhinah b'li psichas ha-mafteach. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the baby out. And that's similar to Tumah's mace. Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the Selam Elokim in a person leaves, and that brings Tumah. That brings Tumah, and therefore that is him leaving. And then if you look in the Shemin Atov in the second volume in Parashat Tazria, he quotes his Kotzker, then he quotes the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov told one of his Talmidim, if you want to go see, great avoda, go to such a man in the next town. Talmud goes, and he sees just a Pashid man, goes there Friday night, eats a little bit, he goes to sleep, Shabbos morning. What does the Baal Shem Tov want me to see with this man? Doesn't know, doesn't understand. So he's giving up. It comes Shalosh Shudas time all of a sudden, he goes, he's running around, making sure he has a minion for Shalosh Shudas. I say, what is your machmid for? He asks him. So what do you need a minion for Shalosh Shudas? He says, this is the Neshama Yisera is leaving. And there's a special schus to have a minion at the time of a ptira, when the Neshama leaves. So when the Neshama Yisera is leaving, I want to make sure that there's a minion. Somebody who had such a cognizance of the Neshama Yisera and the uniqueness of Shabbos when the Shechina leaves. So he says that's the, he was very machmid about that. Kidab Shasu the Shlishis, Mispatar Adam, Ba'od Kamar Gomi Neshama Yisera, who machmid she a minion b'shasi siyas Neshama. And he says, Havena Talmud, right? But the uniqueness of that, the recognition. But that's maybe by every birth, that's the Tumas Yoledes. Rav Hirsch writes a little differently, that Tumah is always by a lack of life, by a vacuum of life. Tumas Meis, a dead Sheretz. But also this woman had more life inside of her before she gave birth. And once she gives birth, there's more life, but not inside of her. So there's tumas yoledes for her. The baby's not tummy. Right, only she's tummy, because that's a lack. And maybe that's why a girl is double, 14, not just a boy. Because the girl has the potential to give, she not only had life in her, she had a life inside of her that has the potential to give more life. And that left her. And that's why it's a 14 and not just 7. Okay, either way, that's some ideas of tumas yoledes. Good, so that's number one. Next, says the Gemara, Elamayata, Safik Mitzora, Shavu Lav Yom Kippurim. What about Safik Mitzora? Somebody's Safik Mitzora that Yom Kippur goes by Lo Maisi. So he also shouldn't have to bring to Havar Allah Yom Kippurim to Chet Shein Makar B'Ala Makamu. So Mitzora also shouldn't have to bring if it's a Safik Mitzora before Yom Kippur. And again, Rav Oshia says, Ilchol Chatasam, Lo Lachol Tumasam. Is the Mitzora just Tumas? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, we learned Afyomi, we learned Mesechas Arachin, V'Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan, Al Zayin Dvarim Negoim Bayim. There are seven Averis. Tzaraz isn't just Tumah, it's a Chait. We had the Lashon Hara is the most famous one. But the Gemara says in Arachin Daf Tezayin, that it's for a Chait. So, if it's Safik Chait, so why isn't Yom Kippur Mechaper? Answer, Mitzora, ki maisi, same type of idea. Lav lachapara maisi, elos taruya bechiles kachemu. No, really, it's to be matir him also. Makshir him, in order to, him or her, to be able to come back, and he kachem v'chulu. And again, this could mean that it's not kapara at all, because the kapara of the Mitzora happened with the rest of the process, and this carbon is just to be makshir, or included. Included is a heksher element, and therefore Yom Kippur cannot cover that. But it seems like the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, Kuf Ayin Dalid, that it's a team effort. The nega is machaper, and the karbon is mashlim, the kapara. Right? There's a connection between the two. Because the nega sitting outside the machana, that definitely does something, it's definitely part of the kapara, but the Chasam Sofer in Aruch Chaim, Kuf Ayin Dalid, he has that lashon that it's really a little of both. He sits alone outside the camp. Still, so again, it's some type of team effort for the kapara. So that is Yoledes and Mitzora. Next, Elamayata, third to the last skinny line. Safik Nazir Shavu Lav Yom Kippurim Lo Maisi Karbon. Safik Nazir Talk Kippur Yom Kippurim to Chait Sheimakir Bo Alam Akamu. What about Nazir? Safik Nazir Yom Kippur should take care of. Again, all the cases where you had a Safik Nazir and the you didn't bring. I mean, Safik you're not going to bring. Only by the Safik Yoledes you're going to bring. But why shouldn't Yom Kippur take care of it? Amar of Oshia, Lokal Chatas, Volokal Toma. Same thing. In each of these, fascinating, there's a mandamar that says it smacks of some type of sin. Yoledes, and Mitzora, and now Nazir. Nazir machlokas tanoim, whether a Nazir is a choti or not. So if you say Nazir is a choti, then we'll go back to the question, right, why isn't Yom Kippur mechaper for it? So good Nazir, kika maisi karbon lava chapar maisi. The carbon is really just to be able to start the new Naziris. And that's why, again, it's to accomplish something. It's not just to get kapara, and therefore Yom Kippur is not going to suffice in that way. And remember, we always mention, whenever this Machlokas Tanam comes up, about Nazir, Chote, Kadosh, the Machlokas Rishon, and the Rambam and the Ramban, about whether Nazir is a good thing or not a good thing. The Rambam, clearly in Hilchos Deos, quotes the Yerushalmi, that a Nazir is not an ideal. Not an ideal. Classic Rambam, Lo Dayecha Maser Asra Torah, Elat Arutz Elat Asra Dorah Macherim. The Rambam says, do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, and you don't have to volunteer in terms of being a Nazir. While the Ramban, and that's why you bring a Karban Chatas, according to the Rambam, and the Ramban says, no, the Ramban says, Nazir is something good, and something ideal, a Kadosh. Why do you bring a Chatas, an amazing sheet of the Ramban, Parshas Naso, because you are no longer going to be a Nazir. So for that decision, the Chatas is really Al Ha'asin. Because this is what you've decided to do, that's why you don't bring the, that's why you have to bring a lechatas. Okay, so that's three. Number four. Elamiata safik sota, sharalav yamakipurim. What about a safik sota? Lo taisi, da kipir ala yamakipurim. The chait sheinu makir ba ela hamakom. Isn't safik sota? Again, another safik that only Hashem knows. Why doesn't Yom Kippur cover? So, Amar Aboshia, says the Gemara, if you look on the bottom, some take out this answer of Rav Oshia, because nobody's going to say that this isn't chet. Right, so some take out this answer. Okay, next answer. Look on the bottom, and the Bach changes it. Abaya v'rava mitarzi boel makirbo. It's not an avera that only that nobody knows except Hashem. The one that she was with knows the sin. Boel makirbo. That's why Yom Kippur wouldn't cover it. Rava amar sota ki masya lavara avon kaasya, as we had a couple of days ago. Sota also has another element. It's to be mevarer her innocence. And therefore, not just lachaper, but lavarer, and therefore Yom Kippur would not work in this regard. Fine, fifth and final context, elame'ata, egla arufa, sha'avar ala Yom Kippurim, v'cholu, what about egla arufa? That it's inherently a suffix. So if you didn't get, the Bezin didn't get around to do the arifas egla until after Yom Kippur, maybe they shouldn't have to do it. Yom Kippur is machaper. Amar abaya, horeg makir. No, the murderer out there knows that he did it. So it's not only known to Hashem. Rava Amar, Amar Krav, Vala Ares, Vol Yechupar, La Damash, Ashupach Ba. The lamb will not get a kapara except with Egla Rufa or killing of the murderer. Those two. That's it. Special clear as a kasev. Nothing else is going to be Mechaper. We'll talk about that soon. Let's just do the last answer. Rapapa Amar, Amar Krav, Kaper, Lamcha Yisrael, Vagomer, Ruya Kapar Azush, the Chabra Yotam Mitzrayim. We darshan. Amcha Yisrael Asher Padisa are the next two words. So Asher Padisa reminds me of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this kapara can work even for Yotzei Mitzrayim, meaning even if it was an earlier generation that had an Egla Rufa, that had an anonymous corpse, this kapara will be mechaper for that. So you see that years later, that's been after many Yom Kippurs, years later still the kapara is going to work. That shows, Haraya, that Yom Kippur will not be mechaper for Egla Arufa. Good, that took up care of the five. Just go back for a minute. What is the second to last answer? So Rashi says that it's the top left on the Umud. This is the only kapara that you have. Egla Rufa and killing the murderer. Rabbeinu Gershom has a little different formulation. He says the Egla Arufa is not mechaper on the murderer. That's what he says. The Egla lo mechapra al horeg to amar krav al aretz lo yichupar ki im bedam shovcho. So the Achronim, the Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, and Hilchos Rotzech picks up on this. Egla Arufa is a kapara saklau, inherently. It's a kapara in each and every person except for the one who really needs it. Except for the murderer himself. The murderer himself gets no kapara. That's Rabbeinu Gershom. Lo mechapra al horeg. So the one that really needs kapara, vadai, does not get kapara. That's why it's not going to work. Yom Kippur is not going to work. It's the kapara for the klal. It's not kapara for the prat, and therefore it is not going to work in this context. This, by the way, this line of kapara lamcha Yisrael is the source that the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that there's an idea of doing tshuva and giving tztaka lezecher nishmas. And doing for those who passed on. So the question is, they're done. Whoever passed on is ready, done. So you might say it has to do with the hashpah that they have. If somebody caused somebody to do an avera, then it continues. Rachman al-Aslan after the person dies. Kavachomer l'gavi mitzvahs. But again, that's where there's an idea of tshuva even afterwards. But you see from here that the Yotzei Mitzrayim, many even generations later, there's an idea of tshuva for them as well. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So now that we've said, and we asked five questions and we answered it, but now that we said that Yom Kippur is mechaper on chatam that only Hashem knows about, so once Yom Kippur was mechaper for it, so why don't we say that even if you find that after Yom Kippur, you're not going to have to bring a chatas, because Yom Kippur took care of the chiyuv. At that moment, only Hashem knew about it. So why don't you say that? So I'm Rabbi Zira, lo matzah armor. You can't say that. Tachsiv kra yedia gabi chatas v'gabi nasi v'gabi tzibur. It says yada. You find out about it by all these three contexts: by a chatas, by a regal chatas, by nasis, a melech, and it's in the carbon parlam davar shel tzibur. So because it says yada by each of those, you don't need each of those. One of them is at least extra to teach me that if you find out about it after, you still have to bring the chatas. One of the yediyas known is extra. So now the Gemara goes through, maybe not. Srichi, maybe you need all three of them. And if you need all three of them, then you're back to the question of how do you know that you're not chayav achatas when you find out about it? How do you know that you are chayav achatas when you find out about it if Yom Kippur? Maybe Yom Kippur should totally cover. So Gemara says, Srichi, no, maybe you need each one. And this is going to take us to the bottom. Dikas of krav, gabe yachid, hava amina kulam yachalo asan. Maybe a chatas yachid is different. You can't learn from those. Dikal mifrach, mala yachid, shakal, karbana nakeva. It is different. All karbanas chatas, regular chatas, are female. Nichtov gabe nasi, venesi, hanach mi nasi. You want to say you're learning from nasi, yachid mi nasi loasi. Dikal mifrach, mala nasi, shakain, ein bishmias kol. A nasi, a melech, is not included in the avera of Shvuas Ha'edus, right? Because a melech does not come give testimony. So that's why you wouldn't be able to learn from the Nasi. The Nasi has a different halacha. Torah B'yachid, Shekein Yeshto B'Shmias Kol. That is really a Machlokas Tanoim. If you remember in Harios Dav Ches, Machlokas Tanoim, whether a king is included in the karbon of Shvuas Ha'edus, denying testimony at root is whether a king is chayiv. So the this is reflecting Rabbi Akiva Shita. Machlokas Ramam Raivin, Hilchos Shkagos, Paragid Al Chazayin, who we paskin like. The Rambam seems to paskin in one way, the Rambam gets upset at the Rambam, but that's in terms of a king and Shmias Kol. But you can't learn from the king. Tzibur minasi loasi, and also Tzibur can't learn from the Nasi, Digal Mevrach Mal Nasi Shekin, Bekarbano Nekeva. Because the Nasi has within his karbanos, it can't be a Nekeva. A Parhalam Davarshal Tzibur is always a Zachar. Right, that the so therefore you can't learn the tzibur from the nekeva, so you can't learn it. So fine, nichtov gabi tzibur v'nesi yachiv v'nasimi. Now, how about just writing it by tzibur? Igalim mifrach malik tzibur shekein ein chayav an ela al helam davar im shigas maisa. No, tzibur is very limited, right? And that's why it might have different halachas. You only chayav where you didn't know about it, and im shigas maisa, as the rules we discussed in Arias. Fine, michad yidi lo asya tesi chada yidi mitarti. So you can't write it just by one of them. How about writing it by two of them? And you'll learn the third one from the other two. Lo nechlev yediyah gabe yachin v'teisi mi nasi v'tzibor. Don't write it by yachin yigil mifrach mal nasi v'tzibor shekein eina b'shmias kol. Both of them. A tzibor is not in the mitzvah of Haggadah Seidus. Tomar b'yachin sheyeshto b'shmias kol. A yachin is. Okay, we don't have time, but the mitzvah of Haggadah Seidus is a very fruitful, interesting discussion. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that there's a mitzvah, but it's learned out from different psukim. Lo nichtav kor yediya gabi tzibor v'teisi mi yediya de yachid v'nasi. Leave out by tzibor, give the mifrach, mali yachid v'nasi shkein yesh b'karba nekeva. Torah b'tzibor shein b'karba nekeva. It's all zachar. Lo nichtav gabi nasi v'teisi mi yediya de yachid v'tzibor. So why don't you just don't write it by nasi, because then it works. Imi shem de'inam b'shmias kol. V'nachayav an el al helm davar, yachid yochiach. No, the yachid is not, it doesn't have those elements. V'imi shem de'yesh b'chol ha'karbonu nekeva, tzibor yochiach. It just doesn't have the keva. De'yesh b'karbonu nekeva. Ah, de'is lahon yediya, lo mechayev. So maybe, right, until you know about it, you're not mechayev. Lama li de'kasev yediya gabi nasi. So what do you need nasi for? That's extra. So, em'eno inyan legufe, ta'asya mi yachid v'tzibor. Right, all we need is to find one extra one. So we found one extra one, so that teaches me that even though Yom Kippur covers the Chiyav of Hashem Talui, if somebody finds out Vadai after Yom Kippur that the Chayav Achadas, they have to bring it. Or Yom Kippur doesn't totally wipe out the Chiyav. And again, Lohagim and Anisurin sounds that way. Sounds like it's just a preventative measure, a little cover, but not enough to totally wipe out the Chiyav. Good. So that is, we have one extra one to teach me. So the Gemara now says, maybe it's not extra. Abaya Omar, Iloksiv, Idoloksiv, Yediya Gabe Nasi, Miyachin Vitzibur Loasi. It wouldn't be able to be learned. Why? Mishum Dikal, Mifrach Mal Yachin Vitzibur, Shkein Einu Nasuyim Lehishtanos. Those are never changing. Those Chiyuvim. A Yachid and a Tzibur. Tomar Ben Nasi, a king. Maybe the king could be unkinged. Maybe the king could become a yachid. So maybe that makes him different. Shimon Kubetzes here says, so what about the opposite? A yachid become the king. Right? What's the difference? What's the difference between a king becoming a yachid, a yachid becoming a king? So there's Ether Shita Vakashali. Kihechi denasi asui lehishtanos im ya'avar mi nisi uso. Kein yachid asui lehishtanos im minuhu nasi. V'yishlomar teparach mi yachid mamzer umi kalapsulin. Shema midin melech ella mi hamasiyin lekuhuna koto zarash. So you can still say it's learned out from yechidim that cannot become the king. Okay, fine. Others say, so some achronim say, maybe it's only considered asui lehishtanos by going legriusa. That's a shinui. a melech, from a yachid to a melech, maybe that's not called a shinui. Maybe that's just a bolstering. Maybe that's a letivusa, that's not called a shinui. Okay, gotta work out the status. We discussed back in Harayis, if you remember, what's the chiyuv of a karbon? If a person does an aveira when he's one, and then he only finds out about it when he's another, what's the chiyuv that he has to bring? We discussed that then. So Elam Rabaya, so we're stuck, because what did Abaya just do? He took out the extra line from us, the extra pasuk, and now there's no more pasuk that's extra. So we now no longer have a makar to teach me that if Asham Tali is covered by Yom Kippur, and if you find out after Yom Kippur Fadai, you have to bring the chatas. So Elam Rabaya, mehacha. This is the makar. Michti, mitzvahs, yafi me'adadi, zereshava. We have a zereshava, mitzvahs, yafi me'adadi. Right, yachid, nasi, tzibur, it all says mitzvos. So you have a zereshava, you can compare them. Kiva, the yafi me'adadi, so once they're all compared anyway for the zereshava, so lamali the kasaf, shalosh yedios, gabi yachid, gabi nasi, gabi tzibur. So what do you know the yedios for? Im eino inyan legufeyen, tohu gamri lahon mitzvos. You don't need each of them because you already know the Gzeira Shava. Taneo inyan, hecha the mesiati lebasu yom kippurimu, demaisi chatas. So you bring the chatas. Fine. Again, a machlokes about Gzeira Shava. Even though Gzeira Shava only comes from a Rebbe, but there's flexibility, as we mentioned from the Ramban. The Ramban writes this in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Meiri writes this in Shavuos and Daf Lama Gimel, that Gzeira Shava is only the certain words are passed down to use. How you use those words is up to the Talmud. Not Dafka, the Rebbe doesn't give everything over exactly. There's no flexibility. No, there's Misorah and Svara, right? The balance of the two. And there can't be one without the other, right? You can't have Svara without Misorah. And you can't have the Misorah without using it. How do you apply it? So that's how there can be a machlokas by Gzeira Shava, as we have discussed. So Gemara says, fine, we have a makar. So Gemara says, maybe we should limit it. Ema ki misyad le basu yom kippurim, hu demaisi chatas bishum to yom kippurim, lav al hadein chait kaasi. Maybe, when does it say that you have to bring a chatas after Yom Kippur? When you find out after Yom Kippur that you divided in Naveira, then you bring the chatas. Right, if you never were in the state of Asham Talui at the beginning, you find out that you did this Aveira. Aval Asham Talui da'al chait hadei, meaning you didn't know anything about it beforehand. So Yom Kippur is not machaper, you don't know any Aveira. Aval Asham Talui da'al hadein chait kaasi, but Asham Talui was brought for this specific possible Aveira. So Eima hachanami de machaper. Dechim is yad al abasha dekha maisi Asham Talui lo maisi chatas. Maybe we should limit it. Right, if really you knew about a possible specific avera, Asham Tali covers that, and so does Yom Kippur. Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Ohoda Elav, Mikol Makom. No, we darshan. Once you find out about it, done. Yav Achiyev. V'hasha da Amar, Kimis Yad Alei Maisi Chatas. Now that we've said that, Asham Tali Lama Ba. Right, so what are you bringing Asham Tali for? If you know afterwards, you have to bring a Achiyev anyway. Amar Rav Zera, Shem Meis Below Avon. What if you died in the interim before he brings the Chatas? So we want to make sure that we're covered from averos, from punishment, if we don't get to bring the chatas. So mazgala rava, mimarekis. You don't need the carbon. A person dies, the Rambam says, that itself is mimarek. That itself is machaper, especially for a suffix aver that you didn't even know you did. So what do you mean that if he dies? Elama rava, lahagin alamina yisurim. As we said earlier, it's to protect from yisurin in the interim before the person dies. And therefore, Yom Kippur covers that, but the Vadei Chiyuv one has to bring when he finds out about it. Okay, Rabosa, let's get to the next line in our Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, back on Daf Chafei, that after going through Chafei Amar Aleph, we spoke about the Asham Tali, Misadei Bechol Yom. Remember the first half of that Mishnah? That was about Asham Tali, voluntary, not voluntary. Then we went into what Yom Kippur does, and then the last line of the Mishnah was, Chatas Ha'of Haba ala safek. If I bring a chatas off, a woman's not sure if she had a baby or not. If after Malika is done, it becomes known, then buries the bird. So what becomes known? She becomes known. So I already gave the answer when we explained the Mishnah. That was the maskana of the Gemara. It becomes known that she vadai owes a karban or vadai does not own a karban. That is not clear. So that's what the Gemara gets into now. Amarav v'kiper. Right? She finds out after the Malika. So then you bury it, but she finds out v'kiper means she knows she has to bring a karban. So this is good enough. V'kiper means, and it was covered, Rav says, with the karban that you brought ala safek. It is good enough. Says the Gemara, ihachi amaiti kaver. So if it worked, do I have to bury it for? If it's a chatas ov, let the kohanim eat it. Lefi she'ena mishtameres, because it wasn't guarded. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, nifsala behesach hadas, shema nitma. If the Kohanim aren't focusing on the fact that they're going to eat it, then they're not focusing on whether it might become tameh, Rashi says. The Achronim wonder, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in Psachim Lamed Dalet, if you remember way back when, whether the psul of Hesach Hadas is a psul per se, or a psul chshash shemei became tamei. It might just be a psul per se, that you can't have a lack of focus on the karban. This is a karban, it requires you to be focused. That's the Gemara in Psachim Lamed Dalet. Psachim Lamed Dalet, machlokes. Lamandamar, to Itmar, Hesach Hadas, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Psul Tumahave, Rabbi Shimon Malakash Amar, Psul Agufave. It's a Psul Aguf, right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Psul Tumah, Shim Yavo, Eliyovi, Teherena, Shominlo. If Eliyahu Navi comes and says it's Tar, it's good. Rabbi Shimon Malakash Amar, Psul Agufave, it's fascinating, Lashon. It's a Psul Aguf, Shim Yavo, Eliyovi, Teherena, ain't Shominlo. Even if Eliyahu Navi comes to tell us it's Tama, it's Tar, it doesn't matter. There was Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is pasul the carbon. It's a psul aguf. So Rashi here is taking a stand on that machlokas. Rashi goes, Hesach Hadas, Shema Yitma, Shema Nitma. Okay, so just to keep that in mind, Rashi is saying like Rabbi Yochanan, and not like Reish Lakish. Good. So the Gemara says, why is it buried? Because it wasn't Mishtameres. So Amos lo Mishtameres. So when wasn't it guarded? Ime kara. If it wasn't guarded when it was still alive, Chaya Havye. It's still alive, and a live animal cannot be Makabal Tuma. So nothing to worry about. Maybe that's why Rashi says it, because here it seems like talking about the tumah. Ila basof, come interlay. And if it's after it died, come interlay, so then it's being guarded. Right? So what's the issue? So, ela masnisan, you're right, flip our understanding. Masnisan benodolo delo yalda. Our mishnah is a case where after the malika, she finds out she was not chayev of the karpan. Ubedinu dumuteres banon, therefore it should basically be chulin. Basically, chulin, and it should be mutter bahana'a, not ba'achila, because malika was done. If it's a chulin animal that a malika done, then you can't eat it. That's a nevela. But a nevela is only also to eat. It's not also to get benefit from. And therefore, it's mutteres bahana'a. And Rashi also points out here that there's no issue of chulin ba'azara here, because the Torah only asserted shchitas chulin ba'azara. But here you didn't do a shchita. So malika ruins that you're not allowed to eat it, but it helps you in terms of the chulin ba'azara possibly issue. But either way, so mighty cover, midrabanan. Technically, you're allowed to get benefit, midrabanan. We don't want people to get confused that this is a bird that goes l'chulin. So it's a chumra drabanan. Didn't Rav say v'kiper? So how can you say this talking about when you find out that you didn't warn chayav? V'chid mat Rav, al Rav was talking about something else on the following. Al isha shevi chadas ovmi besafik. Right, it's talking about this case, where a woman brought the chadas omi safek, imach lo nimlaka, no delo sheyolda vadai, if she finds out before the malika that she had the baby, teyasa vadai, she'll keep going with the avoda. She means she evi alo hoda, mevi alo hoda. Remember, it's the same carbon, she'll keep going. Imisha nimlaka, no delo sheyolda, if after malika she finds out that she had the baby, amarav, maze, dama, umotza dama, the kipra, just keep going. Do the avoda, do zrika, do mitzah, umuteres bachila, and you can eat it, because same carbon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura Bachila. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if you find out after the Malik, if you find out after Malika, you cannot eat it. Gzera, Shemayomer Chadas Ovabal Safik Necheles. People knew that this process started. When the woman went to the base of Migdash, she told all her friends, well, I'm not sure, I might have had a baby, so I'm going to go in and bring the carbon. And then they're going to see her eating it. They're going to think that a regular Chadas Ovabal Safik is eaten. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says, if you don't find out till after the Malika, then it can't be eaten. Tani Levi Kavasi Derav. That it can be in. Chadatov of Al-Safek, Imish Nimlaka, Noda Shiolda, Vadai, Mazedama, Umotzadama, Vakipra, Muteres, Bachila. Bryce is supporting Rav. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan on the opposite. Chadatov of Al-Safek, Imachalo Nimlaka, Noda Loshalo Yolda. If she finds out before the Malika, Tezel Achulin, goes to Achulin. O Timachel Achaverter, sell to a friend. Imachalo Nimlaka, Noda Loshalda. If she finds out that she's Vadai, so Vadai, Tase Vadai. She mentioned Mivi and Alohoda, Mivi Alahoda. And Misha Nimlaka, Noda Shayolda. But if after the Malika, she finds out that she definitely had the baby, so the Shita adds in Maze Umatza Dama, Vikipra Vasura Bachila. Right, which is like Rabbi Yochanan. Mitzadama v'yacharkach noda sheyolda. What if she's in the middle of the zrikas? Right, she did mitzah, and then even after malika, even after she did the zrika, then she finds out that she had the baby. So then asura afilu balna. Because then, once you did the avoda, then you can't eat anymore. Shal savik ba mitchilasa kippur sveik of halchala. It's kind of like the same lashon we used by Eglai Rufa. Once you finish the whole process, and it worked on the suffix, so it covered. It was like considered Natsas Mitzvah, so. And therefore, you cannot get any benefit from that. Okay, let's at least just try to do the Mishnah. Fine. The Mishnah discusses here, Asham, as keep in mind, remember, the Chiyuv of, whenever I violate Mi'ila, I owe a karban, an animal, and then I also owe a chomesh. Also have to pay back the Beis HaMikdash and add on a chomesh. Add on a chomesh, which we call 25%. Right? It's chomesh. It's 1/5 after it's added on. What we call 25%. So a mafresh beis slum la asham. What happened to your person with mafresh two slum? The minimum amount an asham has to cost, the Torah says, is two slum, two shekel. So if somebody's mafresh two slum for an asham, and that's supposed to be for one carbon asham, but he bought two animals, he got a good price, or for some reason. So v'lachach bahen shnei elam la asham. So the Gemara says, and for an asham. So that's why we're assuming that it's not me'ila. Right, because you used it for a carbon. If one of them is actually valued at two slime, you just got a good price. So then, yikrav l'ashamo. So that carbon should be brought for his asham. Vasheni, and the second one, which is like moser asham now, yirachi yistav, yimachav, yimachav, yimachav. Fine. Good. So what about this case? You have two slime that are meant for a carbon asham, and then you were moel in one of them. Lachav en shnei elim l'chulin. You brought two elim. L'chulin in that case. Echad, you use both of them for chulin. Echad yafeh beis slime, but one of them is worth the full two slime, what an asham should be worth. V'echad yafeh asarazuz, and one of them is worth asarazuz, which is even more. It's the amount of the mi'ila. You violated mi'ila, which is eight zuz. Two slime is eight zuz, plus two, which is the chomesh. So one of them is worth exactly what an asham should be worth. The other one is worth what your payment should be worth, plus the chomesh. So hayafeh shesteh hayafeh the shtei slime yikrav la'ashamo v'asheni l'milaso. So then you could just give them both because one of them is for your carbon asham because you violate asham ilo. So the other one you don't have to actually just pay money. You could give this animal which is worth that amount including your chomesh. So one of them is karav la'ashamo and the other l'milaso. What does mi'ila mean in this context? The Gemara is going to talk about. The word mi'ila in the Mishnah means a few different things. Here the mi'ila means the payment, as we'll see. Echad la'asham, echad l'chulin. What if you use the two slime? One of them you bought the carbon asham, and one of them you bought chulin. Right, the first case, you bought ashamos. Second case, you use it for chulin. It's the third case, you bought one asham and one chulin. Echad la'asham, echad l'chulin. So you violate mi'ila with the full two slime. Only one of the slime did you violate mi'ila. So im hayashal asham yafesh de slime, if the one that you bought with asham is worth the two slime, what an asham has to be worth, yikrav la'ashamo, vasheni l'mi'ilaso. So here, we're going to see the Gemara is going to mention, ashamo and mi'ila might be mean different things. The ashamo here might mean the money. And vasheni l'mi'ilaso, because that's how much you have to pay. Vasheni l'mi'ilaso, and the second one for your mi'ila, that's your carbon asham, v'yavi ima, sela v'chumsha. And you have to add on a sela and its chomesh, because that one, he was only moel on one sela. And therefore, you have to bring a sela and the chomesh in that regard, and it's less than the previous case where you were moel in both. Okay, the Gemara is going to talk about the different lashonos, the word mi'ila, used different ways. That Abbas Hashem will be on tomorrow's daf, as we head in the last two daf of Maseches Krisus.